Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Britain's Labour Party swept into power Friday after more than a decade in opposition following an apparent landslide victory. Anan Menon, professor of European politics and foreign affairs at King's College in London, says the country needs more stability.
We've got used to politics as pantomime, a very unstable Conservative Party with lots of infighting, with lots of ministerial churn, with no stability. I think we're going to have to get used again to relatively stable government, with ministers staying in power for quite a long time, and with government able to think beyond the very short term as to medium-term objectives. Now, it's an open question as to whether that makes a huge difference in terms of policy outcomes, but the style of governing, I think, is going to be very different to that which we've got used to over the last decade or so.
Labour leader Keir Starmer will replace Conservative leader Rishi Sunak. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports as questions swirl about the viability of President Biden's re-election campaign, California's governor is voicing support.
I'm not going anywhere.
President Biden at a July 4th barbecue on the White House South Lawn. But sources tell AP his re-election bid's under great pressure, with some financial backers canceling fundraisers.
Character. Decency.
California Governor Gavin Newsom offered a forceful defense at a Democratic event in Michigan, maintaining President Biden has the record and energy to win.
Look at his schedule. Look at the fundraising things that you don't see. All that work, the work you're doing behind the scenes, the phone calls you're making all times of night, the alliance management, everything he's doing to prepare for NATO this week.
And the character to lead.
God bless. I like what a president acknowledges for human.
Newsom's been mentioned as a possible replacement if Biden ends his campaign and was asked whether he would back Vice President Kamala Harris.
I'm not going to play into that. Joe Biden's our president. He said he's all in. I doubled down, said I'm all in.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. After hours of heavy rains and winds that left a path of destruction in Jamaica, Hurricane Beryl is headed toward Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, the National Hurricane Center said late Thursday. U.S. tourist Miriam Citra told the AP she was visiting Tulum, Mexico, and plans to ride out the storm.
I figured I'd rather be stuck in Mexico for an extra day than go back 2 days early to the United States. So went out and bought a bunch of groceries, figured we'd get the last of the sun in today, too. And then it's just going to be hunker down and just stay indoors until hopefully it passes.
Forecasters say Beryl is set to move over the southwestern Gulf of Mexico Friday night and then move northwestward toward the Gulf Saturday. Beryl struck the Cayman Islands Thursday, bringing heavy rains and strong winds as it moved away from Jamaica and toward the Yucatan Peninsula. The storm has killed at least 10 people, but officials say the death toll may increase as communication is restored on the islands. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman reports on the latest developments involving Israel.
Hezbollah militants have fired over 200 rockets into northern Israel. This is one of the heaviest barrages in nearly 9 months of fighting and comes a day after Israel killed a senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon. Hezbollah began attacking Israel almost immediately after Israel's war with Hamas erupted last October 7th. Hezbollah says the fighting will not end until there's a ceasefire in Gaza. Now, ceasefire talks have repeatedly faltered in recent months, but there are some new signs for optimism. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he is dispatching a team of negotiators to meet with international mediators to resume ceasefire talks. This comes a day after Hamas submitted a new proposal in response to the latest U.S. plan for ending this war. Now, there are no signs of breakthrough, but the fact that the sides are beginning to talk again gives some hope that international mediators can finally find that elusive formula to end 9 months of war in Gaza.
Joe Fetterman reporting. Nearly 90 migrants bound for Europe died when their boat capsized this week off the coast of Mauritania, the state news agency and local officials said on Thursday. Dozens more remain missing. Coast Guard rescued 9 people, including a 5-year-old girl, according to the report. The Atlantic route has grown in popularity because of the increased vigilance in the Mediterranean. A militia attack on a gold mine in northeastern Congo has killed 6 Chinese miners and 2 Congolese soldiers. The latest attack as violence worsens in the resource-rich region. A militia known as the Cooperative for the Development of the Congo Militia has claimed responsibility for the attack. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.